You're listening to Balkan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. All right, it's another great day in Birmingham. We're glad to be here for another day and especially glad to have our next guest with us, Tim Majors. How are you, Tim?
Good, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I've been following you guys for quite a while now, and one thing I liked about it is because it's very inclusive to the people of Birmingham, and it kind of shares the similar values of our podcast. We interview a lot of different people, and we'll talk about what you do in just a little bit. So I wanted to read over something that I read that you had sent me for your bio. First is a quote. It says, "As Birmingham goes, so goes the nation." That was from Reverend Fred Shuttle's work. And basically, you mentioned that your goal is that when people look back on 2018, they will instead discuss how the Magic City was an example of power, of strength, and unity.
Yes.
I mean, that's very powerful because Birmingham gets a lot of bad light in some ways. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on here that our nation may not see in a positive light. So having something like your platform is very important, I think. So we appreciate what you do. So just to get into it a little bit, I've been following you for a while now. And, I mean, obviously your format is basically a dry erase board, right?
Yes.
So basically it's Birmingham Stance. So we'll talk about social media and where to find him, but BHAM Stands is the platform. So tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Me personally, I grew up right around this area. Actually, I went to Oak Mountain High School. I then went to Mississippi State for a year, came back, went to Jeff State, Mississippi State again, and then started working downtown and just here now.
Yeah. How long have you been back here in Birmingham since Mississippi State?
I think it's been 2 years now, but I interned down here before that, so it's just been off and on for a while.
Mm-hmm. So when you came back to Birmingham, I mean, is it something like you're wanting to call it home now? Or
we definitely I'm married, and my wife was ready to see new parts of the country, and I was all for it, but realized didn't have many connections after graduating, so ended up back in Birmingham, and just kind of, I used to work with some hip-hop musicians here, and had a few people we knew, but always loved Birmingham, and just kind of said, we're here, let's use it as a platform for change, because there's a lot of people doing great things that you don't read about all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, I think what you do and what we do similar ways, we keep ours more grassroots, the people that are not getting the exposure in Birmingham Magazine and some of those things, which are great media outlets, but there's a lot of great people in Birmingham.
Yes, and a lot of people, even things they're interested in supporting, still don't know who to support, and then there's groups doing the same things that haven't even shaken hands yet, so we're trying to introduce people to each other.
That's awesome. So, you know, this is about Birmingham, of course, so do you have any favorite places you like to go in Birmingham, eat, or anything going on?
Off the top of the head, I would say Taco More Loco in Avondale is a favorite.
Yeah.
They're just nice people, too, and we do our monthly shows at Revelator, so John and Joshua and that whole crew, definitely good people. I guess good people in all the other breweries, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Birmingham's come a long way. There's a lot of places to go to now where, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, it was very bare downtown, that is.
I used to feel comfortable that I knew a decent amount of things happening, but the more I'm stepping out and meeting new people, the more I wonder how many things I don't know about still. I'm just still learning every day.
Absolutely. I really am glad to see you there at Revelator. They've got, like, some of the best coffee in the world.
Yes, and they're, they like you, like us, reaching out to each other. They also, you know, saw our page in the same feeling of everybody's welcome, let's get people in the same room. So just kind of a natural partnership connection there.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about last Thursday is what you call it, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that. How did it get started? What do y'all do?
Yeah, we met John and Joshua and started that connection. We discussed doing a monthly event and became the last Thursday of every month. Our first one was an open mic poetry, and it just had a natural... Not only did people show up, it was just a very good atmosphere, encouraging, supportive. So we decided to do that every other month. And then in between, we're adding different things that we think could be improve the city, like a beat showcase. Last month we had a drag show. This one will be open mic, but the one after that will be a fashion show. So just different things we think would be fun to see in a coffee shop on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Getting those connections going, right?
Yes.
Yeah, getting like-minded people together.
Yes.
So, well, awesome. So you mentioned open mic night. So how often does that happen?
Every other month. So our first one was January. We had another one March, and then we're doing one this month.
Okay.
And this one we're also having Sarah Collins Rudolph. She was the fifth little girl from the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed her a while back, and they had mentioned they get asked a lot of times by other cities to come speak, but I don't know. I don't think it's intentional, but they don't hear from Birmingham too often. So we wanted to have her come out and speak for 15 minutes and, you know, introduce her to a generation of poets, you know, so they can meet each other and build off of each other, support each other.
So is it mostly interviews and poetry?
Yes, mostly poetry, but we also make it, you can bring a guitar and sing, you can do whatever you want. We had someone do a comedy stand-up, so just open mic if you got something you want to share.
That's awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun.
They have been so far. It's been great.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And I wanted to ask you about the beat showcase. That was pretty interesting I heard about it. So tell us, what was that like?
It was great. Swayze, he's a barber at Seasick Records, but he also produces and DJs. He did Love Moore's record. He produced that. And just a great Birmingham figure, but he wanted to showcase beats. And with all of these, we let our host kind of guide how it's going to go. And so he found the three other producers. He had someone have visuals up on the wall, so it was, you know, something to watch. We had Taco More Loco food truck outside, just a fun event. It was that one open mic. It's going to be people sitting down and listening. This one was meant to be talking, social. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun time though.
Yeah, shout out to Swayze. He's in Seasick Records. It's one of our favorite places in Birmingham.
Yeah, they're all great people. Yeah. I want to go try Mom's Basement, Daniels. It's a beer bar, but I think it opens today, but I want to go try that.
Wow, cool. Awesome. All right, so, and you also had the Queer Open Mic and Drag Show. How did that go?
It was wonderful. It was a party. It was a great time. It was the Dreamcast of Owls. So it was three drag performers, and we had poetry the first hour and a half, but it was fun. The music was going, and they had drinks going towards Magic City Acceptance Center.
Okay.
So $5 donations, but yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, a lot of people there, I'm sure.
Yes, they've all been a great show out for, definitely encourages us to see people, and it's people we haven't personally met, but you know, they're coming to these events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fun seeing people meet each other and for the first time.
Awesome. So, you know, I've seen a lot of different people with a lot of signs, right? So is there any that stands out to you? I mean, have you ever counted them, or do you have any that stand out, I guess, in your mind?
Let me think. Yeah, we've done about probably 900 so far. So it's a lot. We've had a few, like we had Roy Wood Jr., thanks to C4 Mentoring. We had Roy Wood Jr., Sarah Collins Rudolph, different people that, you know, went out of their way to take one for us. But I'm trying to think. I try not to play favorites with them.
No, I understand, yeah.
They've all been great, though, and definitely some of them have me thinking too, which is great. That's the whole point of it. So if it's working on me, hopefully it's working on others.
Well, that's what hit me when I saw it. You know, I stumbled across the page, of course, and it's just, you see real people of Birmingham and really what's on their mind and what they have to say, and it's all about the inclusion and all. It's just very touching, really.
Thank you.
So, all right, so I know you're on different social media, so what are you on?
Instagram is definitely our biggest one, BHAM stands, B-H-A-M stands. That just received the most traction. I think how our project works, Instagram's great for the swiping. And then we're on Facebook, also BHAM stands, and that is more updates on the events we're having. And we'll occasionally share pictures people post on there. Mm-hmm. But Instagram's definitely the best one for seeing all the different opinions, what people stand for.
Gotcha. Okay, so those that have not seen your Instagram, just basically explain what you do.
Yeah, we just ask, we go to different individuals, events, musicians, artists, but we just ask people what they stand for on a whiteboard. It's whatever they want to put. We just say it can't be negative. And we just showcase that to both on our page. So we want people in the city that would support them now know they exist, and we want people outside of Birmingham to think, if they're doing this, you know, why can't we also send the same message?
Awesome. So is there anything that you stand for?
Yeah, I did. My very first one was every man, woman, and child experiencing the same level of freedom and breaking down the mental barriers of those who don't realize that it's a problem. So that's the kind of the overall goal, is hopefully people that are excusing hateful acts or don't realize there's an issue, hopefully they read some of these boards and it puts it in a new perspective for them. They say, this person looks just like me, and this is a very basic writing on this board. So we want people to think about it and start discussions.
It's very powerful.
Thank you.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for being here. We'll, of course, post links and everything. So we wish you the best and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you all for having me. I love what y'all are doing.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Facebook.